Two Feathers had not fallen asleep when he was left in the enclosure. He fought it because he wanted to hear what the men were saying behind his back. The warrior expected them to have some thoughts on his planned departure, or even some advice they hadn't wanted to share with him. The one thing he hadn't expected was to hear Bliss speaking. As soon as he heard her pure, sweet voice, he pulled himself to a seated position and concentrated on listening to the unfolding conversation. The warrior wanted nothing more than to question the men, who had clearly lied about the circumstances. He was angry because they had forced him to speak his heart. Speaking his truth was something he might have tempered if he had known Bliss was with them. But his anger wasn't the prevailing emotion he was dealing with. Fear and anxiety were the strongest feelings. The fact that those very emotions were a new experience wasn't lost on him. Until he had gone in search of the woman he loved, he had rarely experienced them and still didn't care for the way they made him second-guess every word he spoke. He listened as White Fox asked questions and heard Limping Deer comment on her appetite. She sounded as if she was feeling stronger, and he quickly found he enjoyed her speaking her mind. The warrior was sure her words would still cut him to the bone, but he was still proud of the strength she seemed to be embracing. He also had many questions. Why was she there? Did she think there was a chance for the two of them? Her answers to the interrogation did give him hope. While he had expected to hear her say she hated him and didn't want to ever see him again, it sounded as if her thoughts of him and what she believed could be in his best interest. He was surprised when Limping Deer looked in on him. His friend didn't speak, he just smiled and quickly returned to the small group. Two Feathers found himself biting his tongue more than once as he continued to eavesdrop. He knew he needed to hear the whole conversation before speaking up, but it was difficult not to defend himself when he learned Bliss was concerned with his need for intimacy. Truth be told, the woman drove him to distraction for years, and she still did. But sex was something he could wait for. He didn't want to do anything to hurt her. Two Feathers simply wanted the two of them to have the opportunity to spend the rest of their lives together. When he heard Limping Deer say his goodbyes, he tensed his muscles and took a deep breath. Before he could react, he heard his friend speaking directly to him. The warrior was again grappling with fear when he spoke to Bliss. Once he had extended the invitation, he waited tensely. Two Feathers wasn't sure his voice wouldn't scare Bliss away, so when he watched her slowly pull the blanket back and cautiously walk inside, he found it difficult not to exhibit how pleased he was. It was the first time she had come to him when he wasn't in danger of dying. Bliss sat as far away from Two Feathers as the small structure allowed and kept her head down.